Brain stands up. Behold, he hiccups, I am in the process of disproving a law of nature, to wit, that it is impossible to make an omelette without breaking eggs. I have a punning plan. Pinky throws the somewhat squashed but definitely formally spherical omelette at his head, and he ducks. It hits the video stack and bounces off. I have a cunning plan, Brains continues, which, if you'll let me finish... I nod. Pinky stops looking for things to throw. That's better. The question is how to churn up an egg without breaking the shell, then cook it from the inside out, correct? The latter problem was solved by the microwave oven, but we still have to whisk it up properly. This usually means breaking it open, but what I figured out was that if I inject it with magnetized iron filings in a lesser thin emulsion, then stick it in a rotating magnetic field, I can churn it up quite effectively. The next step is to do it without breaking the shell at all. Immerse the egg in a suspension of some really tiny ferromagnetic particles, then use electrophoresis to draw them into it, then figure out some way of making them clump together into long magnetized chains inside it. With me so far?
Mad. Mad, I say. Pinky is bouncing up and down. What are we going to do tonight, Brains?
What we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Of haute cuisine.
But I've got to buy a couple of books before the shops close,
says Pinky, and the spell is broken.
Hope you feel better, Bob. See you guys later.
And he's gone. Well, that was useless, sighs Brains. The lad's got no staying power. One of these days he'll settle down and turn all normal.
I look at my flatmate gloomily and wonder why I put up with this shit. It's a glimpse of my life, resplendent in two-dimensional glory, from an angle that I don't normally catch. And I don't like it. I'm just about to say so when the phone chirrups. Brains picks it up and all expression drains from his face.
It's for you,
he says, and hands me the phone.
Bob.
My free hand starts to shake because I really don't need to hear this, even though part of me wants to.
Yes? It's me, Bob. How are you? I heard the news.
I feel like shit, I hear myself saying, even though a small corner of my mind is screaming at me. I close my eyes to shut out the real world.
It was horrible. How did you hear? Word gets around.
She's being disingenuous, of course. Mary has more tentacles than a squid, and they're all plugged into the laundry grapevine.
Look, are you okay? Is there anything you need?
I open my eyes. Brains is staring at me blankly, pessimistically. I'm getting as drunk as possible, I say. Then I plan to sleep for a week.
Oh,
she says in a small voice, sounding about as cute and appealing as she ever did.
You're in a bad state. May I come round?
Yes. In an abstract sort of way, I notice Brains choking on his drain fluid. The more the merrier, I say, hollow-voiced. Party on.
Party on,
she echoes and hangs up. Brains glares at me.
Have you taken leave of your senses? He demands.
Very probably. I toss back what's left in my cup and reach for the bottle.
That woman's a psychopath.
So I keep telling myself. But after the tearful reconciliation, hot, passionate bunny fucks on the bedroom floor, screaming, pentacle-throwing tantrum, and final walkout number 4, at least she'll give me something concrete and personal to feel really depressed about, instead of this gotta-save-em-all shit I'm kicking my own arse over.
Just keep her out of the cellar this time.
He stands up unsteadily.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some omelets to nuke.
This ends Disc 1.